Wow, it's so good to do a talk to actual real people today. It's so nice. So there's a part in my talk where I say the word stamp and you're all allowed to go and stamp. And if you hear the word mark, you're allowed to do a mark on an imaginary wall, okay? Just to pre-warn y'all. So I wonder if any of you have done any arts and crafts over half term. I have. I've been busy. And I've made this. So this is an exact representation of my left foot. So I wonder if you've been making anything. Just wait for my PowerPoint. Ah, there we go, okay. Yeah, so I took a footprint this week and I knew I was going to be talking about footprints today, so that's why I did it. And if you've heard anything about people and environment and the world, you probably heard the words carbon footprint, so it might mean something to you. But I wondered, what have footprints got to do with the environment? Well, whatever age you are, you've all got an imagination, so we're going to use our imaginations together. You can close your eyes to do this if you want. I want you to imagine that you're looking through a window at a beautiful beach, or if you're more of a winter soul, you can imagine a fresh, snowy hillside, okay? So you're looking out the window and the snow has just fallen, and it's perfectly untouched. As far as the eye can see, it's a beautiful scene. And then out of nowhere, a huge amount of people just run into the scene. They run all over the snow and they appear and they're laughing and they have a great time, but the next minute they're all gone. And they leave that snow in a new state. How does it make you feel to see the snow all kicked up? Can you see it covered in footprints in your mind's eye? Or maybe it's even turned to gray slush by the end. It's a bit like how God created creation. He made it perfectly. You remember the Garden of Eden? It was like a spotless scene. And God included humans in that. He gave humans responsibility to look after all of creation. A footprint is a stamp that you leave by walking. Well done for remembering. And the way we live also leaves marks on this planet. Yes, great memories. So, the things we do in life, like driving cars, turning electricity on, going to fast food places, all of that builds up to create gases. And that ultimately comes out as climate change, which is when you go out on a really cold day in the middle of April and you wonder what's going on. So you see, the effect that your life has on climate change is called your carbon footprint, and everybody's got one. But caring for creation, it's not just about plants and trees, although they are really important. God wants us to care for all living things, to care for people too. His treasured creation. The way we live can also leave a mark on other people. We can bring them joy and memories and good times, or unfortunately, we can leave marks of hurt. People need care just like plants need different types of care, and our footprints can affect people for better or for worse. I want to show you what Joshua Jewell has made in Little Fishes. He's done his footprints as well. And they're much smaller than mine. I couldn't even fit mine on one page, but Joshua managed to get his on half a page. So Joshua was only 8 months when he made those footprints, and I'm sure that his carbon footprint is basically non-existent because he's so small. But already, after 8 minutes of him being in the world, he has brought joy to those around him. And in 8 months, he's probably brought ups and downs to his parents. How much more must we impact people in 8 years, 18 years, 80 years? The Bible passage today shows that God chose for humans to be in his image. That was his decision. And we are created to act and look like our Creator. And as Christians, we can look at Jesus, who came in human form, who shows us the nature and ways of God, because Jesus is the splitting image of God. Which makes me beg the question, well, where did Jesus leave footprints? Where did his feet take him? What kind of impact did Jesus make on the world around him? Well, when Jesus met people, he didn't give them what they deserved, but instead, he showed them mercy and kindness and compassion. Jesus was honest and open with people. He was transparent. He taught us to do to others as we would have done to ourselves. Jesus loved the unlovable, and he reached out to help the untouchables in society. If you ask a child in the passports group, they'll be able to tell you all about the Samaritan woman in the Bible. Jesus approached this Samaritan woman despite her being a Samaritan. In those days, Jews and Samaritans didn't mix. But Jesus didn't let any barriers stand in the way of helping those in need, either spiritually or physically. Ultimately, Jesus came to serve, to give up everything for humankind to be saved. So if we're living in the image of God, can we follow in Jesus' footsteps and give up everything to care for his creation? Just after Jesus met with the Samaritan woman, he talked to the disciples, and he told them this. My food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish the work. So Jesus lived to do the will of the Father. Let us too set our eyes on the task that we have been given to care for God's creation. Thank you. We're going to give you a response, and you can do a footprint at home as well. And Richard will tell you more about how you can respond to that.